This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ron DeSantis is running for president, but the Republican Florida governor had some technical battles to overcome as he made his announcement on Twitter. The audio stream crashed repeatedly. The AP's Will Weissert says that's not his only challenge. Donald Trump is in the GOP presidential race, too.
The big question with DeSantis is whether or not he's really electable. He tends to not be quite as charismatic, and he's trying to run a very populist campaign similar to Trump. The problem is that he doesn't sort of cut the same stage figure and stage presence that Trump often does. In the meantime, he's raised a lot of money. There's a lot of buzz around his campaign, and he does not have the legal baggage that former President Trump does.
She is remembered for her strong smile. The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, has died. She was 83.
Tina Turner's life was a roller coaster. Hit songs in the 1960s, leaving an abusive marriage, becoming a superstar in her 40s, and having her life turned into a hit movie. She recorded songs like Proud Mary, Nutbush City Limits, and River Deep Mountain High with her ex-husband Ike Turner. Turner's first solo album flopped. Then she released Private Dancer and her career was bigger than ever. Angela Bassett played her in the film What's Love Got to Do With It? Turner said in a 1993 AP interview she instructed Bassett that the dancing should be energetic, not raunchy.
She appreciated that as well because she was a few times going to the front. No, not from the front, always to the side.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
One weather forecaster calls it a major mess. Guam after that typhoon hit. Many residents have no power. The storm ripped roofs off of homes, flipped vehicles, and shredded trees. There were some minor injuries, but no deaths, says the governor's office. The debt limit crisis could affect the nation's credit rating. This morning, the Fitch Ratings Agency is warning of a possible downgrade if the debt ceiling crisis isn't resolved. This is AP News. Now to a legendary fighter pilot, the AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden today will announce he's picked a history-making fighter pilot to be the nation's next top military officer. General C.Q. Brown Jr. is the Air Force Chief of Staff, the first black man to lead any of the military branches. The president will tap him to be the second black Joint Chiefs Chairman after Colin Powell 30 years ago. If he's confirmed to replace Mark Milley, whose term ends in the fall, it would be the first time both the Pentagon's top civilian and uniform posts are held by African Americans. Brown has years of experience shaping U.S. defenses to meet China's rise, which is a key as the Pentagon shifts from preparing for major land wars to deterring potential conflict with Beijing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.